This piece, Mary Temple of the Lord, I composed for an occasion at Easter time when I was away with the Presentation Brothers, who had their general chapter in Rome, and their whole spirituality is around this, the presentation of Mary. We're very much familiar with the presentation of Jesus, 2nd of February, but as we know, the Feast of Presentation of Mary is on the 21st of November. So they asked me to compose this piece, and I called it Mary, Temple of the Lord. Yeah. And people really like it. It's very gentle, and it's sung by Katie Flaherty and produced by Mark Howell.
As you say, the presentation of Mary isn't something that we would think about as much as the presentation of Jesus. You're bringing that all back, and so it's... Is that where the Mary Temple of the Lord comes from? That, you know, you're making the link between her and the temple.
Yes, I wanted to really emphasise the time she spent in the temple. She was a great gift to her parents, Anne and Joachim, and part of their own, I suppose, what we call today formation was to bring their daughters to spend time in the temple. So Mary, in her own way, was being prepared to be Temple of the Lord and formed that way. And the first verse of the song is built around that. The second verse is Mary's, the angel asking Mary to be the temple of the Lord, to be the mother of God, mother of Jesus. And then the third verse is Mary's response. So it fits in very neatly, the temple of the Lord. It's a very gentle piece, and as I say, people are really warming to it very much. Yeah,
yeah. So. Yeah.
And I mean, there is a great, particularly in Ireland, there's a great devotion to Mary.
That's right. And I've also done some prayer reflections around this, and with images of Mary as a child in the temple being brought by her parents. And it does touch people. Yeah. So.
And I mean, a lot of people feel that, you know, Mary's in the background to some degree, in the sense that she isn't always presented as such a full character. So bringing out that whole aspect of her, you know, when she's a child and whatever, I imagine that would resonate with people.
Yes. And the presentation of Mary is not in the scriptures. We find it, the Theotokos, it's in the writings of St. Thomas. So therefore it doesn't get a whole lot of focus. So I was, and myself too, it was a whole inspiration for myself to do the research on Mary's journey. And it was a very deep experience composing this piece. So I'm hoping to spread it more now, you know, this time and in the new year, please God. I just need to mention that for that chapter for the Presentation Brothers, I also composed a new mass in honour of the presentation of Mary. While we sang it in Rome, we're actually launching it here in Ireland in February with the Presentation Brothers. So more to come on that.
And if anyone wants to get a copy or they want to find out more?
If they want this particular piece, it's very simple. It's available. We just have a limited number of CDs. It's actually going through iTunes at the moment. So it'll be up on iTunes by next week. But it's available for myself, or from the Presentation Brothers.
Earlier in the year, you did an album, Ripples of the Divine. So maybe just tell us a little bit about that.
Yes, in March, I launched my new album, my first instrumental album, called Ripples of the Divine. Again, that was produced by Mark Howell. And because so many people were asking me to put my music, you know, to produce something instrumentally, I worked on this. Now, many of the melodies are drawn from pieces that have already lyrics set to them, and they carry their own story. And it was for this reason that I thought that it would be lovely to use them in this context. The title, Ripples of the Divine, well, I wanted something that would reflect the presence of God in all of this.
I mean, the thing about music as well, we were looking at the theme of music earlier, and we're looking at how it can reach parts that, you know, aren't always accessible to us every day.
That's right. I think instrumental music touches people at a very deep level. We may not understand the language which we speak with each other, but music and melody can touch us at a very deep level. A lot of the pieces that I've written, the lyrics would come from a very deep part of myself, prayer, reflection. So I understand the background behind, and the context will vary from person to person, how they might understand a song with words. But when we listen to instrumental music, we can be touched in so many different ways. Words, we have to understand the language, we have to understand the context sometimes. But instrumental music can touch us very deeply and at different moments in our lives and for different reasons in our lives. For example, one of the pieces I have on the album is called Remembrance. Now, that is the only piece that has no lyrics in previous settings. And I wrote that in memory of my parents. Now, I know that means a lot to myself, but others who have listened to it have also felt something in that melody. In contrast, another piece on the instrumental album is called Journey to Your Heart. Now, that is taken from a song that I did compose with the same title. It's on a different album, Journey to Your Heart. And it's about the journey to the most deepest part of ourselves. And I suppose we never know each day what's going to happen. We can meet joy, we can meet sorrow. But as we journey to that deep space, that deep place in our hearts, we find the one who loves us deeply. And that, of course, is God. So it's about the journey to your heart. But I must say, while I love the lyrics and I love how it's sung, but I also love the way it has been arranged by Mark on this particular album. Mm-hmm. And many have, you know.
Yeah, and I mean, of course, that's the instrumental part of it.
The instrumental. And I was very lucky to have so much encouragement and support on two occasions. I did a double launch, one on the south side, one on the north side of Dublin. Brenda Drum, a very good friend, and she launched the first day we did it in March, and was so encouraging and so supportive, and I know uses it a lot. And for the second occasion in our spirituality centre, Margaret Aylward Centre in Glasnevin, Deirdre Ní Cineda, a wonderful lady, rooted in spirituality and a wonderful musician, was just so affirming and made that evening also very special for me. So with all that support, I feel the CD is getting a great blessing on its own journey.
Mm. Obviously, you yourself are a Holy Faith sister, but, you know, your vocation has been to music.
Well, I have been very blessed that my parents recognised that I had the gift at a young age when I mightn't have been aware myself, and made great sacrifices and encouraged me and set me to lessons. And I've been blessed then as a Holy Faith sister that I've been able to always use my music, whether in primary school teaching or in chaplaincy, working in CYC, at the time it was Catholic Youth Council. But I've been always able to use my music on my journey, and now I am really blessed that a great part of my life is spent using my music to nourish the faith of others, whether it's composing music or playing or just walking the journey with others. I am truly blessed to be able to use my music.
And how much does music play in the role of faith?
Well, I think that depends on the person. For myself, it plays a huge part, both in nourishing my faith and in helping me to express my faith. And I do believe most people are touched by music. It won't be always my music, of course, or others' music, but music will bring back memories. We're coming up to Christmas time. People will hear O Holy Night, and it will touch something very deep in their hearts. For example, next week I will be leading the choir at St. Francis Hospice in Ruhini. We do this every year, the tree lighting ritual, beautiful celebration of carols, and people just are really touched by that. People who have lost people at St. Francis Hospice, they come along, and like one of the pieces we'll be doing is O Holy Night, and another Silent Night, and another one I wrote myself for the hospice, Before the Dawning. But particularly the familiar pieces like O Holy Night, Silent Night, you can see the tears. You will see the tears in people's eyes because it brings back so many memories, but it also brings us close to our loved ones who have passed into that Holy Night.
Mm. Yeah, I mean, music makes the connection between generations, especially, as you say, if it's a song that's been around for a long time.
Uh-huh. Absolutely, and music does touch. When people want to organise funerals, they'll always say, "Well, he or she loved that piece, that hymn," and it has created a bond between people, music and all of us, even music I hear when I was a teenager and thought I was in love. Donny Osmond. It does bring back what you remember, just those mad times that we had. So music for me is my companion, and I walk hand in hand with it, and I always try to be open to moments that will inspire music.
I was just going to ask you that. I mean, when it comes to writing a piece, where do you draw your inspiration?
Well, I have to reflect on what the theme might be. I mean, I've spoken to you before about the song I wrote for Missing Persons, A Candle for You. For that, I just got into the mind of, in this case, Philip Kern's mother, Alice, and what it was like for a parent to lose, for their child to just disappear. I've met many of parents now of missing people, and we can't underestimate the pain they go through. When something comes up on the media, on the papers or TV, there's attention. But when that drifts away, they're still left with their loss. And I'm very connected to missing persons. So I try to pray into their pain and pray and reflect and see what happens. And then I trust the outcome.
Where is Ripples of the Divine available?
Well, it's in stock in Veritas, in their various outlets, and of course Abbey Street, in Knock Bookshop, the Divine Masters, Avila. Many of the religious retreat houses have it in stock. It's also available on iTunes or from myself.